See how people are to get saved and come to the knowledge of the truth is, it's not by our own effort. Really, it is letting God, our Father, do His job. God wants all men to be saved and all men to come to the knowledge of truth. Our Lord Jesus Christ has already done His job. He's seated at the right hand of God. Right now, God has given to us the Holy Spirit, power from on high. It became available for those individuals who confess with her mouth, Jesus is Lord, and God raised Him from the dead. And Scripture says, thou shalt be saved. So it's very simple. God's way is simple. Like Jesus says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. And He says that I will send a comforter after He goes. It is better that He goes away. We think it will be better that Jesus stayed with us the way that He really did His wonderful works and mighty signs, wonders, miracles. However, He says, it is better that I go away. Because if He didn't go, then this Comforter will not be available to you. So He's ascended to heaven. And on the day of Pentecost, God, through Jesus Christ, made available this Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, different kind of Holy Spirit. Not the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, which was available in the Old Testament time upon the prophets. However, this Spirit of God is also called the Spirit of Christ and Christ in you. We have new nature. God has made us to be His masterpiece, workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in it. So God has for each one of us good works, which He planned for you. It's not like we figure it out. We do something and that's my good works. But God has great, wonderful works, which He will continue to reveal and bring it to your path. So the point is, we let Him do His job or we block it. Our hearts and minds to be open towards God so that God can enlighten our eyes of understanding. God can now communicate, enlighten. He is able to work in us both to do and perform His good pleasure. He's able to do that if we allow God to do. So the hungry people, the individuals who are ready to hear, it's not that we have to find them. Like we have been practicing, not that way, not that direction, like we win people. Oh, I have to go and speak His word in a way. But we let God open the door. Let God show us or bring to us. It's more like that. Bring to us individuals who are ready to hear and receive and walk. Therefore, it is easy. It's not hard work at all. Like in the past years, we learned more and more. God taught us more and more. And God showed us that, in fact, we are at rest. We are seated at the right hand of God. Seat. Sat at the right hand of God. He brought us to heavenly realm. And God, our Father, He wants to really enjoy the heavenly blessings that He has blessed us. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly blessings. We receive that, all of it. This is the time to manifest these heavenly blessings. When God brings to us ready people. For example, on the day of Pentecost, there were about 3,000 souls who were ready. They were happy to hear the message from Peter and the 11 other apostles. They gladly received. God had these ready people right there in that location. And these individuals, they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and so forth. And Lord added to the church such as daily. Yeah, it says, Lord added to the church daily. Daily, Lord added to the church such as should be saved. Such as should be saved. Not those such as should not be saved, but in order of those are ready, such as should be saved. So we are seeing the same thing happening here and in Nepal. We are not trying to do and working very hard to win people. However, God brings to us or inspires us to go to certain areas, and there are ready individuals. And these ready individuals, they believe the message that we speak. And the message also is not that we have to figure it out or prepare in advance what I should speak or not. But just like Jesus, when he taught at the mountain, Sermon on the Mount, he opened his mouth and spoke. God can give us that inspiration and the words that will go into the hearts of that particular individual who is ready. God brought to our path who is ready. So it's easy. These new people that God brings to us, of especially in this country and area, they're not Christians. They don't know Christianity at all, don't have no knowledge, or some knowledge, but very little knowledge of who is Jesus, who is our God. They have many gods and goddesses, sorcerers. We have hospitals, a lot of medicines, not only doctors to heal people, but also the witch doctors, priests, they do some spiritual healings. Among all these people with different philosophies and knowledge and upbringing, having various different doctrines, God has individuals who's ready to hear. Therefore, we don't speak about religious doctrines, try to push our doctrine upon them. However, those individuals who are ready to hear, they may have need of healing, they may need to become prosperous, poverty to prosperity, sickness to health, depression to good mental state, happy mental state. Individuals have so many different needs, and God knows who needs what item. And God brings to us the individuals who are ready. So we are recognizing this point, so we accept God to bring to us those ready people instead of us trying hard to reach out to many people, masses. We didn't do that at all. We didn't go witnessing to thousands and millions of people. Our batting average is very high, like almost 100%. Why? Because we let God bring such individuals who gladly receive his word, not our words that I think to tell them, but I desire that God to give the words through my mouth. Jesus opened his mouth and spoke. Prophets, they opened their mouth and spoke. That was the word of God, word from God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word from God. Word of God, sometimes we think it's the Bible scriptures, but the Bible scriptures came by the inspiration of God. God gave that words, those words. That was effective, powerful, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So we are seeing signs, wonders, miracles all the time. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. Many evil spirits are cast out. And many sicknesses, diseases are caused by these evil spirits. The mental depression, madness, or many things of something we don't want in us are caused by these evil spirits. And just like Jesus cast out evil spirits, and he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. And immediately he says, they shall throw out, cast out, must throw out the spirits. And so many things. And they will lay their hands, these sick people shall be healed, and so forth. And the book of Acts, when we look at the book of Acts, signs, wonders, and miracles. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God by signs, wonders, and miracles, which God did through him. And now God is doing these great works through you. And you can do all things. God is saying, now you are not ordinary individuals. The old nature, old man, died. We don't focus on the old man. We don't identify ourselves. Even we look at our flesh and weaknesses here and there, negativity here and there. God says, that's not you. You are what I have made you, new man, new creation, perfect. So God says, we are holy, without blame, in front of him. We are as he is, as Christ, as he is, so are we in this world. So we are that way. So our focus is that. And we stay with it. Whether we at times deviate from that and feel bad about it, but there's therefore no condemnation. Don't focus on that, but stay focused. As God says, you are the man, you are the woman. You are as Christ. I have made you to sit at the right hand of God, as Christ is seated also at the right hand of God. We didn't earn it. It's not by our good works that we got saved and we got ourselves at the top seat. However, all these things we receive through grace. All of God's blessings. He's already blessed us with all spiritual blessings, all top blessings throughout our life, every moment and forevermore. We already have it. Now it's the time to manifest it. And God is helping us to manifest. God will show you this new nature that you already have by being led by God. We allow God to lead us, inspire us. So we are getting these new people who had no background of Christianity. Of course, we have some Christian background Indians too. India, we have so many religious background people, Buddhist, the most number is Hindus, Muslims, Jain, and agnostics, atheists also, whole bunch. But God knows who wants to know him from all kinds of background. And God connect us, bring to us, bring to our path such individuals. We don't know where they are. You also don't know who's going to believe. But God knows who's going to believe. And the ready ones, God's going to bring to your path. If you believe. If you believe that God is able to do this work, God adds to the church such as should be saved. He sends the laborers to us. So if we believe that God can bring to us individuals who would believe and to hear the word from God, then this becomes real. This begins to happen in front of us. It's very amazing how people that we don't even know or know, they believe and receive supernatural results. God is supernatural, so he gives supernatural results. The eyes have not seen, ears heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men. In these great things, God's desire above all things for us is for us to prosper and be in health, even your soul, your life to prosper. Prosperity. Prosperity is God's desire. Success is God's desire for his children to evidence. Heaven on earth is the environment that we can live with God. While everything negative is going on around us, that is not where our eyes to focus, look at. But we look at God and let him lead us, direct us. Let him give us idea, desire, inspiration, and we execute them. Then we will see, as the time moves on, many people are saved. Many people are healed. Signs and miracles are happening. People are prospering. Poverty to wealth. Young people, old people, children, they are walking with power. These are not dreams or fiction, but it's happening. As Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And God's children are living very powerfully in country, in all areas of life. Students, family members, doctors, teachers, professionals, proprietors, employees, nurses, all kinds of areas. We are seeing these individuals who were ready and believed, they are bringing out heaven in their community. So I just share this much, and then anybody else can add to it.